Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It's good when you have a intro that you can let breathe a little bit, because I had to plug my computer. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have much juice there on my computer. I had to plug it in. Didn't have much juice this morning when I got here, because I haven't been able to eat. I had some blood work done this morning, Dan, and I had to fast last night for like 10 hours or so. They say like 8, 10 hours, I don't know, so I'm like figuring it out. And I love my coffee in the morning. I know sometimes you can have like black coffee, and that's fine, but I didn't do that, so didn't have my coffee, didn't eat anything, and I was at the Sabres game last night, and I didn't eat for like the last at least period plus. And normally I'll grab something during the Sabres game at that point,
but even with all the new menu items,
I loved it. No, it's great. I couldn't do it. And then during the third period, eating might have been my favorite activity to do while they were playing on the ice, to be quite honest with you, because I was not happy with what I was watching on the ice, and like I give like, what do? You get bored when you eat a little bit. I couldn't do that last night.
You're better than me, Sal. I would have rescheduled the blood work and just said, screw it, I'm eating. Yeah. I need something new from that menu. That 2-foot chicken parm sandwich, when they brought it in the other day, yeah, it was amazing. I heard it sold out before the game even started.
I heard that too. Joe just told me the story there, so. And speaking of sold out, the game was sold out last night. It was nice to see everybody back in the arena last night, KeyBank Center. Not the way we want our Buffalo Sabres to start the season. A 4-0 loss. Didn't even score a goal in opening night against the New York Rangers. I mean, I looked out on the ice and it was like a preseason game with half an AHL roster, it felt like, with all the injuries. I mean, thought that Owen Power was on track to play. He's sick. Doesn't play. Zach Benson looked like he was going to play. Then, nope. He was apparently spent the night in the hospital, I guess, is what Lindy said, right? After getting hit in the face at practice with the puck, right? No Kesselring. So, no UPL. Although Alex Lyon, he saved him in the first period anyway. But yeah, that's what I did last night. Couldn't eat. And watched the Sabres not score a goal. That was rough. It's game one, though. It's game one. I mean, they're only one game under 500 when you look at it that way, I guess. I guess that's be optimistic. The Bills are 4-1, and we'll talk about all of this today on a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you, and Football Friday is brought to you by Cellino Law. Car crash, call Cellino. Call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Today's a bit of a different day because the Bills play on Monday night football. And actually, even though they're on Monday night, it's a bit of a different Monday night because they play at 7:15 p.m. Monday night. There are two games this Monday. The Bills have the first of the two games, although they'll both be being played at the same time. So depending on how the Bills game goes, you might be kind of checking in on Bears Commanders at 8:15 p.m. Bills Falcons 7:15, Bears Commanders 8:15. They've been doing this, you know, Monday Night Football doubleheader thing in the NFL for a while. They've been trying different ways to do it. Start at the same time. Start with staggered times, an hour apart. Start with one game in the East, one game in the West after. I mean, I don't mind too much, but I do love a full set of Sunday games. And when you have bye weeks, and then you have a Thursday game, and you have two Monday games, and a Sunday night game, it kind of dilutes the Sunday afternoon product. Not that bad this week, though. Bunch of Sunday afternoon games. We're going to get to all that. We're going to set up your Friday schedule for the NFL. A little bit later, you have a London game this week, too. Another one. So we'll do all of that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Good to be with you. Also, Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me for his weekly radio appearance at 10:30 a.m. Now, just to be transparent with everybody right away, we will not get game injury designations today. So we don't know if guys will be declared out or questionable or whatever until tomorrow. Because it's a Monday, everything gets, would you say pushed back a day? Pushed up a day? I'd say back a day. Everything gets pushed back a day. So like yesterday was like a normal Wednesday for a team that would play on Sunday, but they're playing on Monday night. So yesterday was the first injury report of the week. And then today will be another injury report. So you got to treat it like it's a Wednesday, Thursday instead of actually being a Thursday, Friday. 803-0550 is the number to call. Paul Hamilton is going to join me at 11 o'clock. Yes, it is a Buffalo Football Friday, but the Sabres are in action. They started their season last night. They lost 4-0. They have another game coming up tomorrow at Boston. And then they come back home for a game on Monday against the... Who are they playing Monday night here? Just want to make sure. Who's the game? I'll be in Atlanta. We were just talking about that. Someone said, are you going to the game Monday, the Sabres game? Like, I will be in Atlanta. It's the Avs coming to town for an afternoon game. That's what it is. It's a holiday on Monday. So most people are off from work or school. Sabres play at home at 12:30 p.m., but they go to Boston tomorrow at 7 p.m. first. So Paul's going to join me. Already dealing with injuries. Josh Norris, I have no idea what happened to him last night. I cannot tell from video. It just looked like something happened where he just buckled over. Like, is that oblique? Is something wrong with his shoulder again? I don't know. And that's not good. Bill's dealing with some injuries, although, as I just said, you have to remember now, with the Bills, this is a Monday night situation. So Thursday, Friday injury report. I'm not going to be too concerned right now with guys who are limited in practice on the first practice day. Because if this was a Wednesday and you had Deion Dawkins and Amar Hamlin and Dalton Kincaid and Taylor Rapp and Curtis Samuel all limited, I'd be like, let's wait till tomorrow. Well, it was a Thursday, but let's wait till tomorrow because it's the first day of the week and they're on the field. Now, in a case like Ed Oliver, who's missed games and he's limited, you still want to kind of keep your antenna up on what's happening with him. But it feels like he is trending in the right direction after what we saw yesterday. Case of Dorian Williams, same thing. He missed last week. So even though he's limited on the first day of practice this week, because he missed last week, that's something that you still have to kind of keep monitoring on. And we'll get more information today at practice. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Whatever is on your mind today, you want to talk a little Bills or Sabres? What about the way the baseball game ended last night? Wow. We were still at the arena. I was watching on the TV. The end. I'm like, I got to see how this baseball game ends. Bottom of the 11th. Were you watching it, Dan? Did you watch what happened last night in the Dodgers-Phillies game? Were you watching it live?
I was dead asleep.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be honest. Saw it this morning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you just get caught up in the moment if you're the pitcher, but it gets the situation is it's bases loaded, bottom of the 11th, game five. If the Dodgers score, they win, and they go on to the NLCS. Two outs. Ball hit back to the pitcher. It hits him. All he has to do is pick it up and easily throw to first base for the out.
Right.
He decides to pick it up and throw it home for the force out, but the guy was already like the runner, and I apologize, I don't know the people in this situation here. I was just watching on TV without the sound. The runner was already like three steps from home plate, so you probably weren't going to get him anyway, and then he just threw the ball over the catcher's head.
Right.
And the run scored, and the Dodgers won.
Towards
he
first
was.
Base.
The catcher was pointing like, go to first.
Go there, yeah.
I mean, you feel awful, and that's just when things like that happen, Dan, that's when I look at my 11-year-old son and say, even the pros do things like that. See, like, in Little League, you have the guy who dropped the shortstop for the Blue Jays who dropped the ball the other night, right? Like, that's like something you see in Little League, but he's a pro. It happens. It's just like watching a golfer have a bad shot. Like, it's what we do sometimes. A lot of times. And they do that. I mean, so I can't believe that game ended last night. I saw a stat today. Joe actually retweeted it. Sneaky Joe. Okay, so only twice ever from the history that whoever put this together, I don't know how you find this, but somebody wrote it. Only twice ever has a city's sports teams on the same day lost in the NHL, the NFL, and were eliminated in Major League Baseball. Philly last night and Philly in 1983. What? Now, you got to have three sports to have that happen, right? Like, we don't have a Major League Baseball team here. You couldn't have it in Buffalo. But that's it. So what is happening on WIP in Philadelphia? Can we just, like, turn on WIP in Philadelphia today and play that? That's our Odyssey sister station. We don't want to do that for real, but, I mean, that's got to be some fire going through those microphones and phone lines today. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I would have to call Alan and be like, hey, Sal wants to
No, we don't want to really do that. We don't want to do that, but, oh, my God. We should be monitoring WIP today to see what's going on because that is brutal. We got our own challenges here. But, folks, the football team is 4-1. And last night, you saw the world champion Philadelphia Eagles at 4-1 look completely out of character once again. What is going on in Philly? I don't know. It's a great lesson. It's something I say every week here. It's something I say every day I'm on this radio show, whenever that is, on a Monday, a Friday. I say it all the time, which is, you got to watch the rest of the league. If you think your team is just terrible because, oh my God, they can't stop the run. Yes, the Bills have problems. They can't stop the run right now. Numbers are not good. They did not defend the pass well last week. I get it. They turned the ball over. Like, yes, every team has problems. The 4-1 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles look terrible right now. You got to look at the rest of the league and understand that your team is not the only team with problems. It's how you overcome them. It's how you kind of hide them, I guess, knowing who you are and what you lean into, how the other team can or can't take advantage of that. That's what the NFL is. The NFL is a league of matchups and scheming and then making plays and, you know, sometimes luck. It's wild to watch the Chiefs the other night, Monday night, the Chiefs. I mean, they look like they were going to just blow out the Jags after it's 14-0. And then they're just making mistakes all over the field. I had somebody say, look at this, the Chiefs, they're just throwing deep and throwing deep. Why can't the Bills do that? And I'm like, yeah, but they're not hitting their passes throwing deep. They did one, I think, to Tyquan Thornton. And guess what happens after that? It gets to 2nd and 10. Like, it's not linear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Every game, say it with me, every game has its own DNA, right? Every game is different. You have to play that game in that moment. You can't play, the Bills can't play the Chiefs this week. They're playing the Falcons this week. So if you say, well, look what the Chiefs would do to the Bills. Well, we don't know that until they play. Because right now you're game planning for the Falcons. And the Chiefs game plan for the Jags. And this week the Lions. And I'm using the Chiefs as an example, obviously, the hurdle to cross. What's on your mind today? 803-0550, the number to call. Bit of a potpourri, Buffalo Football Friday. We're going to go to Boston. What is the name here? Books, I have? Is that how you say it or no? Is it Brooks or Books?
Yeah, it's Booksy in Boston.
Booksy! Hi, Booksy. Which Boston are you in? Boston, New York, or Boston, Massachusetts?
Boston, Massachusetts, where okay. Our beloved Sabres have to play tomorrow.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah, and I'm... pretty excited that I don't have to look at Josh Norris's face because it's just gonna make me disgust. But I'm happy that Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula didn't even put themselves on the Jumbotron to get booed last night. Just want to bring up the Josh Norris Cousins trade. Just think it needs to be beaten into the head until Kevin Adams gets fired because he traded a bad contract and a player who wasn't playing well for an even worse player who can't even stay on the ice, who gets paid $1 million more. I'll shut up and listen.
Okay. He's not a worse player, but he just can't stay healthy. He's certainly not a worse player, but the problem is he can't stay healthy. When the trade was made, Booksy, we all said this, which is, you're not wrong, like the health wise, right? When the trade was made, everybody, Paul said this, I said this, which is this, what the Sabres did was, they traded an available player who's hit his ceiling, it appears, that just can't get any better from what they had, for a player who has a much higher ceiling, who's more talented, who can play in all situations, who can't stay on the ice. And they were banking on him staying on the ice. He is a better player. Like, Josh Norris is a better player than Dylan Cousins. Don't twist that. He just can't stay on the ice, and Dylan Cousins has been available. And they basically traded the two sides did. You know what? The Senators did this too. Think from the Senators' point of view. The Senators traded a more talented player to get a player who would be more reliable. And you can definitely fault the Sabres for that if you want. What bothers me, Booksy, is yes, this is a player that had this injury history. You banked on him. You took a risk. And now you could very well be paying for it. I was very excited to see Josh Norris. In fact, last night, I joined Brian Colziel during the Sabres intermission on the Sabres radio network, on the second intermission. And he said, who are you excited about this year? And my answer was Josh Norris. I said, this guy is talented. He's going to put the puck in the net. Can't wait to see him play with Tage. And I've always thought that, but you know what even got me more there? Listening to Lindy Ruff talk about Josh Norris here on this radio station last week. I mean, Lindy was, his praise was notable. He can play on the power play. He's super skilled. You know, a top line, of course. And then he mentioned penalty kill, winning faceoffs on the penalty kill, and how much that can just kill 30 seconds, basically, on a penalty. Like, he mentioned that. That's the head coach and what he thinks Josh Norris can be for this team. But again, last night, if you haven't seen it, you don't know what we're talking about. Here's this guy that, and by the way, I thought it was smart of the Sabres to basically shut him down at the end of the year last year, get him healthy, get him in the offseason, have this full offseason ramp up. Like, I thought they did it the right way because they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. Right? It's like a football team at the end of the year. You're evaluating guys. You know you're not going to make the playoffs. You're not trying to lose, but you're also trying to, you understand that you're not going to win, right? The Sabres kind of did that with Josh Norris last year at the end of the year, and I was all for it. Okay, here's a guy that hasn't stayed healthy. Most games he ever played in a season, I think, is 66, right? Get him healthy. Get him into your weight program. They changed the strength and conditioning coach. Get him ramped up for the season. That happened in the first game last night, late in the game, third period. He's taking a faceoff, and he just buckles over. And I'm like, what is going on? Why he couldn't get back to the bench. And then he did. And then after the game, Lindy said, well, he didn't finish the game, so that's obviously not a good sign. I think that was his quote or something like that. But we don't know yet. We'll get with Paul Hamilton at 11. The Sabres should be better than they were last night when they get guys back because they were missing a lot of guys. I mean, you're missing two of your top four defensemen in Owen Power and Kesselring. You're missing Zach Benson. You're missing guys, right? But you're missing UPL, although I will not fault Alex Lyon last night very much. Is Owen in there? Is he looking at me? Am I wrong to say that Alex Lyon was very good in the first period and he is not the reason that they lost that game last night at all?
Oh yeah. I thought Lyon kept them alive in that
yes.
game. In a way that they really needed.
They were getting pounded in the first period in their own zone.
Yeah.
I mean, hardly any of the play was in the Rangers zone in the first period, and Alex Lyon was playing well.
He looked, not only was he making the saves, but he was making them calmly and not giving up any rebound chances. It all looked very good for Lyon to start. And I think he gave them every opportunity to get into that game and to win it. And they never got there.
And part of the reason, even though a lot of the play in the second period was in the Rangers zone, I love the way the Sabres were putting on pressure. One thing that was evident to me, and you tell me because you're the goalie here, it seemed like Shesterkin never had to move. He saw everything. Like, there was nothing that put him in an awkward spot.
Exactly. And that's partially credit to Shesterkin. He makes everything look pretty easy because of how strong a skater he is and how well he reads plays. But it was mostly the fact that the Sabres could not generate any high-danger chances.
No.
Everything they threw at the net was all from the outside on the walls, blue line shots, nothing that you're going to get excited about as a fan or as a player thinking this has a chance to get in. And the few chances they did have like that, I thought Thompson looked a little off, whiffed on a couple of one-timers, and everything else kind of got put right into Shesterkin's gut. And you're not going to score goals shooting at the middle of the net in the NHL, not on good goalies.
And you knew the Rangers were going to come in with a bitter taste in their mouth after what happened game one. Of course, you knew they were going to lock it down a little bit. And, that was to be expected. I think that's why they had such a jump in the first period. But you survived that first period. Then you don't want to get anything.
The Sabres should have had twice the jump the Rangers did.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Sold out building for your first game. It's your home opener. And you're in a huge season. You've made it. Offseason moves, like there's zero excuse for them not to be up and ready to play in that first period, and they were horrible for the first 15. And I think that just it buries you, whether you get down or not. It's hard to mentally get dominated like that, despite what they did in the second, not being able to score. You're just not in a good position to make a push and win that game.
No, let me stay with me for real quick, because I got John and Marilla wants to talk, and I think I want to bring you in on this, because John wants to talk about the injured players missing. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good.
one thing you keep bringing up, the injured players, and yes, we do have a lot of injured players, but not one of those players is going to help us score goals. And you could say, oh, Zach Benson, yeah, great. Zach Benson's a very good player, but Zach Benson should be in Rochester still maturing. He should not be in the NHL playing on the top line, okay?
What I mean more is I think it'll help your play more. And if you can have two of your top four defensemen back, I think that gives you more opportunities to score goals on the other end. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
But you look at the lineup, and those players, they're going to help you give you opportunities. But we are severely lacking offense. Mm-hmm. We are lacking top three forwards. We only have one top three forward, and we only have one top or bottom three forward. Okay, we have Krebs or all these guys playing on the fourth line that aren't fourth liners. You know, we have this big fantasy that we want to run fourth lines. Okay, the one good takeaway from last night though is that Samuelson was not wearing an A. Okay, and I know nobody had any letters, but if he's on the team very much longer, if they don't move him. It's a bad look for the Sabres in general. And it just, you know, he doesn't have people's backs. It's a carryover from last year. I'm not saying anything happened last night, but you can't have him out there, even with the injuries. They need to move him. And God forbid they put a letter on him again this year. Kiss the season goodbye.
Well, let me ask and bring Owen in here, and I want to ask you about the injured players last night, because Benson, Power, Greenway, Kesselring, even UPL. But again, I agree. I don't think getting Zach Benson or even Jordan Greenway on the ice is suddenly 5-4 in that game. But if you get Owen Power and Kesselring back, you're not maybe having to play everything in your own end for the first whole 20 minutes of the game.
Exactly. You're missing a whole second pair of defensemen in the NHL is going to hurt any team. It doesn't matter who you are, what organization you're in. Kesselring and Power would have distributed the puck more effectively, broke the puck out quicker, eliminated a few more chances, and given the Kulik line likely a lot more juice up the ice. And that can lead to more opportunity and more goals.
Yep.
I think that the injured players absolutely played a factor in the loss last night.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse. It's the reality. And that's going to happen all year to every NHL team. There are injuries all over the league constantly.
No one cares on the other side.
It's just like how it is.
No one cares. No one. It's an unforgiving. It's pro sports.
Right.
The Rangers do not care. The Sabres have injured players.
Exactly. And nobody's giving you a break on it. It's hard. Sure. Does it make a difference? Yes. But that's the reality of the league. You got to have the depth to make up for that when it happens.
All right, so let's tie that into what Lee wants to talk about with suspended players for the Buffalo Bills. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
I understand with Tre'Davious White's situation. I got a few things with Tre'Davious White's situation. It just I know he's beloved around here, but it just seems like he's up there in age, and it's the way he's playing. I just don't think he could take every single snap. He could come in maybe as a role player and from time to time. And my other thing is, here's another guy that, look at, I love Matt Milano. I think he was an all-pro all the time linebacker. But I just think it may be time for the Bills to throw him on IR. And just next year, just it's sad to let him go, but he's barely playing anything. And I want to get a point in with the Sabres. Sal, do you remember when the Bills were on a 17-year playoff drought?
And of course I remember
everybody
that.
everybody was watching Andy Dalton trying to win that game for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think if Andy Dalton is not in the building helping the Sabres, I just don't think the Sabres are going to win 40 games. They are, and Lindy Ruff is just that old school coach, and I love him dearly for everything he's done for the city. Everything, he's a legend in the Sabres community, but they got to go younger. Younger.
Going after. They're like the youngest team in the league the last few years, man.
No, youngest coach. They need to go after a young guy.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I want to put on Lindy here. They're a very young team, and too young in a lot of ways, right? I think that in the NHL, it struck me, man. last year watching Sam Bennett hoist the Stanley Cup, Owen, and I'm like, the guy's been in the league 10 years now. Like,
right.
When you think about that, like, wow, like, he's still young.
Right.
He's young age-wise. He is not young NHL-wise.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the coach, there's a lot of this he's old school thing going around, and I have a little bit of trouble with it because I think Lindy in his career, me and Joe talked about this a little bit this morning, has proven to be a fairly adaptable coach in terms of systems that he employs based on his roster. And I don't think that a coach that's adaptable in that way will get stuck in the mud in their ways of old and being too old school, letting the game pass him by. Is there a chance that that's happened to him? Absolutely. I know there was that Devils player however many years ago when he got fired that claimed that the game had passed him by.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be disgruntled players after a coach leaves. That's just the way it is.
Right.
I have trouble blaming Lindy too much for the struggles of the team right now. I think if it continues and if the special teams continue to struggle the way that they have been, I think that's when you get into a conversation about, like, something needs to change coaching-wise in terms of power play, especially, is just a nightmare at this point. And that ultimately falls on the head coach, and that's the end of it. And if you want to call in and say he should have had them ready to play yesterday, I got time for that. I don't think I'm ready to say that the game is past Lindy Ruff by. I mean, he's fifth all-time in NHL wins. The guy's a legend. I don't think I'm ready to commit to he's washed at this point.
Hey, thank you for popping on the mic for a minute.
No
I really
problem.
Appreciate that. It's so funny to me that it's a Buffalo Football Friday. We're talking Bills. And I said, hey, if you want to talk Sabres, and like three calls in, we have Sabres calls, right? Like,
yep.
People can say all they want. I say this all the time, Owen. You can say I'm checked out. I don't care. It is still a place, a town, a city, a region that loves hockey and is invested in the hockey team and just wants them to win.
Absolutely.
And as much as you may feel deflated and like I'm not paying attention because I don't want to, it's just not worth my time. As much as you may feel that way, the moment they either A, start a season with some promise and some hope, or B, start to win a little bit, you're back. That's the way it
100%.
Works.
100%.
That's
and you could
works.
Feel it in the building last night.
100%.
I thought
right.
you could feel if they scored, that place was going to pop off. You can feel it. It's right there. They just got to win.
Thanks a lot. That is Owen Parker. I am Sal Capaccio. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.